You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
It is time for the Man Cave Happy Hour. We are broadcasting live from Whiskey Business, the Royal Oak Farmers Market, downtown Royal Oak, is Podcast Detroit. Jamie Flanagan along with
Matt Fox.
And it is time to taste some whiskey.
I am thirsty. I don't know about you, man, but I could really go for a whiskey right about now.
There are, as this event grew and built, it started out, we posted on our pages, like, over 30 different whiskeys. Tonight, well over 100 different whiskeys to try.
Did I mention I was thirsty?
Yes, sir. I am quite thirsty as well. Looking forward to moving around, talking to some people. We're going to have people share their stories, share their favorite drinking stories, share their favorite whiskey stories.
Yep.
And then we'll talk to some of the distributors. There's an interesting group from Scotland here.
Yes, there is.
We got a fellow in a kilt.
Fellow in a kilt. Brian is his name. And he's in a kilt. I looked at him. I said, I forgot to wear mine. I didn't wear my kilt.
This would be an event to wear a kilt to.
It would be. Where's yours?
I forgot mine too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to a whole bunch of fun people this evening.
It is, absolutely.
Just learning a lot about
there's some interesting vendors here as well. There's all kinds of stuff. But we're set up next to Lost in Sound, the Detroit T-shirt company.
Yes, we are.
They have very cool Detroit T-shirts. Gary, he's one of the owners at Melodies and Memories Record Store in East Point. And I used to work there.
You did? We used to work there.
I had a DJ cliche lifestyle. I worked at a record store. So, I used to work there, but known Gary for years and years.
That's great.
And maybe we'll grab Gary, drag him over, talked about Lost in Sound and the T-shirts and the vintage Detroit T-shirts he puts out.
Yep, and another friend here, his name's Colin McConnell. He actually has Detroit Respect apparel, and I'll probably bring him over here as well, talk about Detroit Respect, and see how everything is going along with him. I've known him since middle school.
Wow.
Long time, and now we're drinking together. So
I like it.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So you weren't drinking in middle school, were you?
No, we were running track.
Right.
That's all it was.
See,
that's
I was. Like,
you got to start
them
young.
I'm in Lipke Park there.
Start them young, Jamie.
Big 40s. Rocking it hard.
Mad Dog
grade,
2020,
man.
Was it? Seeing vapor trails,
that's
were you?
That's all that is. It's a long road. Boone's Farm. No, it was Boone's Farm. Not Mad Dog. Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. That's what it was.
Long road from here to there. But tonight, it's all about the whiskey. Whiskey business, downtown Royal Oak, the Farmer's Market, Podcast Detroit, Man Cave Happy Hour. And let's find some whiskey and let's find some people to talk to.
You got it, my friend. Let's go.
So it is the Man Cave Happy Hour. We're at the Whiskey Business at the Farmer's Market in Royal Oak. And Michael sits down with us.
Yes, sir.
Michael, you're enjoying some whiskeys tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are you drinking on right now?
An empty glass of water. No, I'm playing. I just had some. Well, it was over at the Turkey Hill table. I forgot what it was called, but it was good.
Was it good? I see you got it on rocks. So do you drink? Is that how you drink your whiskey and your bourbon? Is on the rocks?
Yes. I drink on the rocks.
Everything dark you drink on the rocks? Why do you do that?
I just like my things cold for some reason. The only thing I drink hot is hot chocolate.
Fair play.
Excellent.
So what is your favorite whiskey?
Right now, I wouldn't say Fireball. That's the only thing I drink right now.
Okay, really? Okay. Yeah. And you got to freeze that before you drink it, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be ice cold before you down that.
I got a bottle in the car. It's been sitting in the car for a couple
Have you
weeks.
Seen there's one here called Hellboy?
Yes, I had that earlier.
Did you try it? How does that compare to Fireball?
I like that one, too.
Yeah?
I'm familiar with the comic book character.
Okay.
At the same time, it's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm old. So it's like that's a young man's drink, that all that crazy Fireball and all that.
Hot damn!
So. So, comparably, is it quality? The Hellboy is pretty good, because we're going to be talking to him in a minute, and we're going to call you out, Michael.
That's cool. Go ahead and call me out. I ain't got no problem with it.
But you enjoyed it. You enjoyed it.
Yes, I did. It's actually, I want to say help. They were telling me, excuse me.
Saying
the Hellboy is a little healthier than the Redball.
Okay.
Fireball.
Did you say healthy alcohol?
Yes.
Oh my God! It's like doing sit-ups.
They were saying the hangover level for Fireballs up here, with the hangover level for Hellboys down here. I'm like, that's because y'all are new. but hey, it's actually pretty good. I actually like it though.
Excellent.
Michael, what's in your cabinet at home? What's one of the whiskeys you have on hand at home?
Fireball.
You got a Fireball. He's got the Fireball. Do you keep it in the freezer or you keep it on the shelf?
It's in the car right now.
So pretty much in Michigan in the freezer,
so
right?
So be very careful going home this evening.
Yeah,
I will.
Yes.
I will. Right. I mean, I don't drink and drive. It's actually closed. And when I do drink it, I'm at the house.
That's it.
I try not to keep it in the car at all.
So. Put it in your trunk is what you should do. So just make your just little tidbit for you, man.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
But, you know, thanks for sitting down with us, Michael.
No problem. It's been a while since I actually been on the radio. I used to work at the radio station back in college.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, this is like renewing faith for me. So I'm like, I'm loving it.
You got the pipes for it, man.
I appreciate you.
Excellent.
All right, Michael.
Excellent.
Thanks for being here on the Man Cave Happy Hour.
Enjoy your time tonight.
No problem. Y'all enjoy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, Whiskey Business. It is the Man Cave Happy Hour.
2018.
And we are just sampling all around. There's people everywhere. And sitting down with us now is...
Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan. Thanks for joining us. Ryan, tell us about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a local guy. I live in Farmington. My girlfriend set this up for this evening for a kind of a double date for Valentine's Day. A little belated.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a really great time. This, like, the turnout is crazy, and we're just having a wonderful time.
So have you ever been to this event before?
No, first time.
Okay.
First time. So welcome. They've actually had this a number of years now.
Okay.
Was it the third or fourth year? I can't remember how many they've done it. But they were here last year, and Jack Daniels was the sponsor. This year, it's Woodward Reserve.
Yeah.
He's the main sponsor.
That explains the opening drink when you came through the door. Exactly. The welcoming cocktail.
That explains the glasses, definitely. So, but tell us, what is one of your stories around whiskey that you'd like to share with us this
Okay,
evening?
Anyone familiar with me will know the story, but I'm going to start from the beginning.
All right.
So, my girlfriend and I were looking for a birthday present for her father a couple of years ago, and we found a free event from Glenfiddich, actually, in Royal Oak.
Oh.
Right? And so we all signed up. We went to this event, Glenfiddich. They provided a bunch of samples of their 12, 14, everything up through their 30-year scotches.
Nice. Right on.
And I remember sitting through the night and just thinking, man, this is disgusting. How does anyone get into this? and I'll be honest, a little less than a week later, I was like, you know what? I need to buy some scotch and whiskey immediately.
I was going to say, that's what she said.
Right. Yeah, that's what she said. Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is disgusting. That's what she said. All right, go ahead.
But since then, I've been very open to whiskeys and scotches and bourbons, and it's just been an interesting just kind of evolution of spirit imbibing for me, for myself. Anyway.
All right. So what's awesome in the cabinet at home? What's the staple?
Okay, so we've got a lot from Glenfiddich. We've got some stuff from Grand Traverse Distillery, and Isla Rye. Motor City Gas, which is just around the corner, they make a lot of great stuff. I don't think they're actually here tonight, but they make a ton of great whiskeys. Macallan, that's a very popular whiskey. That's kind of a gateway.
Sure.
Scotch for me is really smooth, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would summarize kind of what we have in the shelves right now.
Very nice.
If I could be so bold,
yes.
I have no idea what Detroit Podcast is. What do you?
That's a podcast great question.
Detroit.
Podcast Detroit. Yes.
Podcast Detroit. I'm so sorry. Fill me in.
It is a podcast network here in Detroit. They have studios in Royal Oak and down in Mexicantown, and there's some other up in Flint. They have another studio launching there as well.
Oh, really? Great.
And there's about 70 active shows on the network right now. One of which is the Man Cave Happy Hour that you're on.
Okay. Oh, I feel.
And,
I'm honored.
So yeah. So it's an opportunity for people to express themselves and share their stories, or to rant and rave, or nerd out on whatever they're
geek out, nerd out. Yeah.
So I'm gonna level with you guys as complete strangers. So I have an ulterior motive for sitting down.
Sure.
So I'm part of a podcast, a local podcast.
Oh, yeah.
This is. We're Good Brews, Bad Views.
Oh, wow.
So we watch crap movies and drink craft beer, and we talk about both.
That's great.
So kind of a shade of Mystery Science Theater, but we talk a lot more in depth about, like, you know, the writing and the scripting and special effects and all the trivia and
stuff.
So that's why I was very curious to sit down and see, like, what you guys are doing. This is awesome. Like, this is super cool.
There you go.
I will take this and distribute amongst the other hosts.
I do two shows there. Animal Talk. We have another show, a pet show. We help people with their pets.
Oh, great!
And
help people how? Like care, or as far as adoption, or
I have a vet and an animal behaviorist. And we work with rescues. We did the bulldog chili
rescue.
Cook-off.
Yep.
And so we help with rescues and promote those, and then just very people good, email good. With questions and we help them out.
No, yeah. That's a great cause. Actually,
we talk to celebrities and things. We
really?
Had just oh, on Wednesday we talked to Burt Ward, Robin from Batman.
Oh my God!
He's still alive.
Yes,
he's
oh, that's
still
amazing. Dead yes, so
or
good.
Canadian? yeah, no, he's 71, but he's still alive, and he has
Burt
a dog
Ward.
Food company.
Yes. Right, right.
So he sells dog food. He's like the Gentle Giant's dog rescue.
Really?
Yes. Yep. And so we talked to him all about his dog food and about Batman. We talked extensively about
that. That makes a lot of sense, actually. So he made, to tie into movies here, so he made an appearance in High School, what was it, High School High, a Disney movie about superheroes.
Oh,
yeah. High School for Superheroes, and he was one of the faculty in that movie.
Oh, right.
Really? Yes. And the original, okay. I can't remember the name, the actress who played Wonder Woman originally, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Was also
yeah.
I yes, think she was like the
I'm gonna
that was called High School.
High School High. Yeah. Right,
High School
right.
High. All right.
That's amazing.
So that's Animal Talk. So that's what we do there. And the Man Cave Happy Hour, we visit different happy hours and bars and talk about
very
the craft
cool.
cocktails and the whiskeys.
And
if we
cigars,
go to a cigar bar, yeah. we'll pair a cigar with a cocktail and talk about why they work. Now we have the people at the bar tell us because we don't know. And we get help.
Right there. Right. We are still so novices in this whole scheme yeah. of things. We're here to learn.
We're here to help our folks learn. Hopefully the people that have joined us will learn a little something along the
absolutely.
Way and have some fun. So
and something that definitely engenders learning is enjoying the experience, right?
Yeah.
People who are here, they're having fun.
Heck
but
yeah.
learning often is secondary to having fun, right? Like,
yes,
if you're having
absolutely.
A great time, you're going to learn stuff about the things that are making you have fun.
And that's why we're here.
Right, right. That's awesome. That's so cool.
That's it, man. Well, thanks for sitting down with us for a minute. And what's your web? Do you have a website? Where's your podcast? How do we
so
find you?
So it's Good Brews, Bad Views, Facebook. We're on YouTube. Podbean, WordPress, a bunch of other nonsense.
All right,
I think we're on iTunes, Google.
Yep.
Stitcher, I would imagine. Stitcher.
All right, what is it again?
Good Brews, Bad Views.
Good Brews, Bad Views.
Yeah,
all right,
Facebook.
Look them up, man.
Yeah. This is very awesome. Right.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
cheers, my friend.
Yeah,
cheers.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Thanks for putting up with me.
Oh, you're awesome, man.
Good luck with the rest of the night, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
This
thank
was
you.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right. More Man Cave Happy Hour.
Man Cave Happy Hour.
Royal Oak Whiskey Business. There are a couple thousand people walking around
still
in a whiskey stupor.
Yeah, I was going to say not quite walking around. They're mostly kind of stammering around.
It is, but it's a good thing. There's like giant Jenga going on. There's a band on stage.
Absolutely.
They just wobbled up on stage, just so you know. Yeah.
There's some food, lots of whiskey, and we have Joel with us from Grand Rapids. Joel, thanks for being on the Man Cave Happy Hour.
Yeah, Joel from the Beer Distillery, but beer spelled B-I-E-R. Beer.
Right, so B-I-E-R is German and Dutch for B-E-E-R.
Yes,
so.
It is. Yes.
So my family was from the Netherlands in this case, so that's where the name of the distillery comes
well,
from.
Well, welcome to the Man Cave Happy Hour, my
well,
friend.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so you guys only had one drink left. There's so many people here.
Oh
this
God,
is all
yeah.
you had left.
Yeah, so pretty much about halfway through the event, we were pretty much out of everything that people really wanted to get. So we're pretty much down to the dregs at this point. Next year, we need to bring a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
So,
well, now
there's
you know,
nothing
right?
wrong with that.
That's
cool.
a good thing, though, right?
It is a good thing. It's not necessarily my call as in terms of how much we bring of everything, but we need to, compete against these big macro brands that you kind of see behind me.
So tell us about the beer distillery. You're
yeah, what's
Grand,
the story behind the beer distillery?
Grand Rapids. So
yeah.
you're
yes.
local, Michigan.
That's right. Absolutely. So we are absolutely local. I think I'm probably one of the, maybe the only, maybe one of the few distillery that pretty much makes everything from scratch. We also make beer and wine on site as well.
Nice.
And again, every single product we sell is made from scratch on site.
Oh.
And I don't think that's something that most of the I think it's something that sets us apart a bit.
Very much so. That's phenomenal. So when did Beer's Distillery start? Where did you guys how did it come to be?
Right, so sort of the long history of myself and the distillery is that I wrote computer software for 20 years, so I sat at a desk with a computer and I wrote C++ code mostly. And kind of got
wishing you were drinking instead of
well, kind of got to my point. Got to the point where I kind of realized that if you kind of are thinking about doing something different but never do, you probably never will. So
right.
you just got to just jump in at some point. So I'd been homebrewing for a while, so I was familiar with making beer. I looked around in the area around Grand Rapids, and I saw lots of breweries. I did not see a single distillery. So when I started my distillery back in 2013, I was the only person making liquor legally in Kent County. Right.
Right.
So
right.
I'm sure there's a lot. I mean, there's lots of people that make stuff at home. For beer and wine, making beer and wine at home was illegal until 1979, but it was only after 1979 where that became legal. But still, distilling at home is still illegal without a license.
Okay. Distilling, you can still make beer at home, but you can't distill.
And it's extremely easy to distill, so it's really kind of a silly rule. I wish it would change, but literally, you take a bottle of beer, put it in a pot on your stove, heat it up, starts boiling. You put a top on your pot. And start collecting some of the condensation that's collecting on the pot. If you happen to take your finger and taste some of this condensation on the lid of the pot, you've now committed a felony. You're a felon. So don't do that. But that's in a very simple way.
Step by step. Now, don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's really how silly it is, because it's extremely easy to distill. Now, making a good spirit is a little bit different than making a spirit.
Excellent. So is this your first time here at Whiskey Business here in Royal Oak?
Here in Royal Oak, yes. I think there was a Whiskey Business, 2 years ago in Grand Rapids. So I was a part of that. It might have been 3 years ago.
Gotcha.
But this is my, I think, third event with the organizers of this event.
All right.
Ah, nice. Okay. So this is your third event with the organizers?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic, man. That's really cool. So you had a line. When I was waiting for you, you're like, give me like 5 minutes. So you were talking to a gentleman. Was he actually looking to purchase a bottle from you, or?
He's one of the sponsors of the event, so he definitely wants to carry some of my products in the store. So we were talking a bit about that. So you can you might imagine my interest in the discussion with him.
So not only is this for the public, this is also for all the distilleries and everybody that's here. Also an opportunity for you to get your brand out that much more.
Absolutely. I mean, I think as a small distiller, really kind of what is more important for us is connecting with other people in the industry.
Yes.
Because a lot of those people don't know that we even exist necessarily. I mean, certainly connecting with the general public is important because, I mean, that's what generates demand. But if you don't have people that own liquor stores, own restaurants that know about you, I mean, that's really where you need to kind of be.
It's all about the networking, my friend.
Right.
You got to network. So. Yeah. Man Cave Happy Hour, we're actually here to learn. We want to learn because we are total novices.
Sure.
We have the slightest
clue. We enjoy it, but we don't know it.
Yeah.
Well, I could probably get you quite bored if I keep talking, so just let me know when to shut up.
All right, so you brought over to the table. I'm very pleased. We have a couple of glasses. What do we have in our glass?
I believe it's probably the moonshine because it's the only thing we have left.
Moonshine, Jamie. Moonshine.
Right, so moonshine on ice.
Here you go.
So the story of the moonshine is that I distill it the same way I do everything else. It gets the same treatment and care that everything else does. It's essentially just a different recipe.
Okay.
So for most large distilleries, they basically will sell a moonshine product as their unaged whiskey. So basically, all whiskey has to be made from grain. So they basically make a product from grain. All spirits start out perfectly clear and white, and usually if you want to sell a whiskey, it's got to be brown and dark and
been
in the barrels. So they go, well, how can we make more money from this product that we're making already? So we'll just kind of call this product moonshine, and we'll sell that. So federally and legally, there's no definition to what moonshine has to be. So you can call anything you want moonshine, but in these mostly distilleries, they will sell their unaged whiskey, like I said, as moonshine. That's really not a true moonshine because... Yeah, so it's really not a true moonshine because any moonshiner would never use grain in order to make moonshine. Because grain requires cooking, it requires processing, it requires cooling, all this other stuff. If you're a moonshiner in the middle of the woods, last thing you want to do is be spending a lot of time doing stuff that gets you caught. So
So is this a true moonshine?
This is a true moonshine from a traditional moonshine recipe, which is actually literally just sugar, yeast, and water. So basically, you go to the store. In my case, this is, I don't know if I should plug Sam's Club, but it happens to be mostly from Sam's Club.
Hey,
and
sometimes bulk is better. Just
bread yeast from GFS, and water from the distillery, obviously. And we do add a little bit of corn to it as well. That just goes into the fermentation. The corn, obviously, refined sugar doesn't have a lot of flavor, so you need to add some flavor to it. Just adding some corn to it gives it some flavor. Now, the thing is that you're not cooking that corn, you're not processing the corn, you're just dumping it in.
Right.
So it doesn't increase your chances of getting caught as a moonshiner, but it adds flavor to your product. So this is literally what this is sugar, water, yeast, and a little bit of corn.
Well, there you go.
And there's not an aging process to this. It's
so this one is, so yes. So traditional moonshine would, again, be an unaged product. This is actually a barrel-aged product.
Okay.
So this is spent at least 6 months inside a used whiskey barrel.
All right. So because there is a bit of flavor to it.
Yeah.
There's more than just the corn and the sugar. There's a little something more in there.
Absolutely.
So do you have a consistent type of barrel you use, or?
Mostly, so I make a lot of rye whiskey. That's the other product I have here tonight is my rye whiskey. So usually the moonshine goes into a used rye whiskey barrel.
All right, so you get a barrel. So let's back up to your rye whiskey.
Yes.
So when you're preparing the rye whiskey, tell me about the barrels you're using for that.
So by federal law, all whiskey has to go into a brand new American white oak charred barrel.
Okay.
Not the first time we've heard that this evening.
No, it's good. Yes.
Sometimes people don't really realize that.
All right.
Yeah. So you have to use a brand new barrel for whiskey, and after you empty that barrel, you cannot use it for whiskey. You can't use it only for whiskey again. So,
okay.
Right.
So basically, what do you do with a barrel? Do you throw it out? Do you sell it? Do you try to use it for something different? In my case, I try to use it for different things, and so I use it for my barrel-aged moonshine. I do a rum, too. I do a barrel-aged gin, which also gets some used whiskey barrels and things like that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much tonight, forgetting as the time goes on.
It is.
Are you taking notes there?
So the beer distillery, you're in Grand Rapids.
Right.
Can people come and take tours and see what you do and how you do?
Yeah, so we have a full bar tasting room. So
we serve
obviously our spirits. We serve a lot of different cocktails. Like I said, we make beer and wine on site too. So we have a full list of beer, full tab of beer. And wine. And we don't have a kitchen, so we can't actually cook you a hamburger, but we can serve you small plates, appetizers, and snacks.
All right.
Nice. Excellent. Well, thank you, Joel.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Your time is amazing this evening.
Where can people find it?
Yeah, where can we find Beer Distillery?
And where can we find out more about you?
So basically, obviously, we're at beerdistillery.com, B-I-E-R distillery.com.
Okay.
Facebook, B-I-E-R distillery. Instagram, B-I-E-R distillery. Twitter, B-I-E-R distillery, blah, 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 blah. So pretty much all the social media stuff.
All right. And then what stores?
Yeah, so we're in distribution throughout Michigan. So any store or restaurant can order and use our product. So if they don't currently stock our product, you have to ask them for it. It doesn't cost them anything to order it in for you.
Okay.
So there's no reason why they shouldn't. And on our website, again, beerdistillery.com, we have a map that shows all the locations that have ordered our spirits.
Perfect. Yes. That's wonderful. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
For being on.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, sir.
Clink.
You took a shot earlier. I saw that, man.
All right. Cool. Thank
have
you
have
very
good
much.
Have a good night, man. Yeah.
All right, Mad Cave Happy Hour. We are at Whiskey Business, downtown Royal Oak at
yes,
the Farmer's
we are.
Market.
Hey.
And Jamie Flanagan, Matt Fox. And we have some guests with us from the Iron Fish Distillery.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so Weston is with us. And your name again?
Troy.
Troy. There it is. Hi, Troy.
Hello. Here I am.
Troy's...
I said I totally you'd be messing around with it, right?
Fair play. So where exactly is the Iron Fish Distillery?
So Iron Fish Distillery is located in Thompsonville, Michigan, which is right by Crystal Mountain. About an hour south of Traverse City.
All right.
Yeah, so we're basically a little farm distillery that was started about a year and a half ago. We took over about a farm that was started in the late 1800s, and we reclaimed it, and then we brought it back to its original state.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The farm itself was from the 1800s.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Started back.
And you rekindled the land.
Correct, yes.
So you can now distill Iron Fish.
Correct.
See, that works. And now Iron Fish has been around, came back in, you said, a year and a half ago?
We opened up in September 2016.
Okay. So you're like brand new almost, right?
Yeah, correct.
So how many barrels right now are you guys currently working on?
We are going through about $500,000 expansion right now, which is going to allow us to build a rick house or a barrel house.
Oh, okay.
We're expanding our capacity too. So about 2 barrels a week we'll be able to do, which doesn't sound like much, but for us that's a lot. Yes.
All right.
Sounds like a lot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Excellent. So we actually grabbed a couple of your samples that you have here.
Awesome.
And Jamie, what did
I
you
have
grab?
The maple one. What is this?
So it's a bourbon whiskey finished in a maple syrup.
Okay.
So basically what we did was any young distillery, what they do is how does an 18-month distillery have a 2.5-year-old bourbon?
Sure.
Right.
So we bought it from a distillery in southern Indiana.
All right.
And then we finished it on the farm. So basically we took the whiskey out of the barrel, and then we put maple syrup into it for about 3 months. And after that, we took the maple syrup out and then put the whiskey into it. So basically, we're flavoring, not flavoring the whiskey, we're just adding another element to it. A lot of these whiskeys that like a, we won't say the names, but basically it's maple forward. Okay. But this is whiskey forward, bourbon forward.
Okay. Because it's in the nose, I'm getting the maple in the nose and less of it in the taste. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, you can definitely say that. With bourbon notes, you traditionally see like vanilla and caramel.
Sure.
So with this, you get a little, definitely the sweetness from it.
Yeah.
And so, the only thing I would add is that there's also, so this, the maple syrup that's used in this bourbon is from the Griner Sugar Bush, which is right down the street from our distillery.
So this is Michigan, the Michigan maple syrup, all right, the Michigan sugar.
Correct.
Nice.
Yes. So it's a Michigan-made bourbon is what it comes down to.
So what's the plan for the distillery and, like, your base whiskeys? Are you going to be able to start distilling them here once you get some longevity behind you?
Definitely. I mean, we don't want to do as much as we can on the farm. You know, there's of course limits and, you know, flavor profiles that we expect and things. So we definitely expect to expand our products and things like that, but it just takes time, unfortunately.
Of course,
it always does. Yeah, I actually grabbed the port. So what goes into that port, Troy, or either one of you?
So the Tawny Port bourbon is a whiskey aged in Tawny Port barrels from Portugal.
From Portugal?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so it's the same base bourbon that you're having in with the maple syrup.
Okay.
It's just finished in, it's basically, we take that, you know, 18 to 24 month aged whiskey, we let that sit into a Tawny Port cask for about a year, proof it down to 90 proof, and then you're enjoying it right now.
Wow, that's great. It does. I actually really am enjoying the port.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you might have a new customer, my friend.
So what do you recommend on these, on the rocks, straight up? How do you recommend these?
I mean, definitely anyone should drink it how they enjoy it.
Okay.
That's really how you should do it. I prefer it neat.
Yeah.
Just because some people add just like a few drops of water to open up the whiskey up.
Gotcha. And so if you come to our distillery and go on a tour, the tour guide will definitely walk you through the whole process of how to taste it and really get the notes from it and the whole process behind, you know, putting one drop into it and how that changes the whole tasting experience.
Nice. All right. You brought a sample with yourself, Troy.
Yeah, so. I'm a maple bourbon guy.
You're a maple bourbon guy.
Yeah. Right.
And you're working, so you're not drinking.
Yes. Yeah. I prefer the tawny.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. What we really want to try and do is, you know, all these big boys, that's great.
Yeah.
But they're all owned. We know the owners. You know, Troy's parents own the distillery.
Okay.
You're supporting local jobs. I mean, the craft spirits movement is really just starting to get going. I mean, it's growing at a rapid rate. You know, they expect it to be at pace with craft beer or even bigger than craft beer in the next few years. So it's really kind of, it's a growing evolution.
So where can people find Iron Fish? Are you distributed in the Metro Detroit area? Is it hard to find? Easy to find?
As far as the whiskeys go, they're high demand, and we send it out in low quantity just because we're so small right now.
Sure.
The $500,000 expansion will help with that.
Right.
But we are in the state of Michigan right now, so we're looking to expand into other states, but that's maybe down the road. I don't know when.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. But you can find Iron Fish Spirits by going to our website, ironfishdistillery.com, and we actually have a where to buy tab.
Excellent.
And you can just enter in your zip code and it'll pop right up and show you all the different stores.
Online, there's so much online now. Is there online distributors at all? Is that
unfortunately Michigan's a no fun state. Yeah. So you can't ship spirits in Michigan. But there are...
See, I tell you, we're novices. We don't know. We're here. We're doing a damn drinking podcast. I don't even know that. So
yes.
No,
yeah.
Jamie, you cannot order your alcohol online. That's just not the way it works.
I get a pizza from... and then get the whiskey in the mail. It'd be all good.
Yes. There are other states that do ship, though.
Yeah. There's like whiskey clubs you can get.
Exactly.
You can't join that if you're in Michigan or something.
I mean, they do... That's a gray area.
Okay.
Yeah, there are
you
places.
You can't ship out...
Correct. Right, we can't ship, but other people can for us.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I'd also like to mention that our distillery is definitely different from any other in Michigan, since we are the first farm-based distillery in the state. So we have about 120 acres on our distillery. And it's a great, great family-friendly environment. Yeah. There's a big, big patio. Out front, there's always live music, different events going on.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, so you have a tasting room on site where people can come. Do you have food as well?
Part of the expansion we're going through is we're adding a wood-fired pizza oven, which should be later this year. So
nice.
And that will actually fit right into the whole grain-to-glass theme because the winter wheat that we grow is actually going to be used in the pizza dough.
Okay.
Wow. Of the pizza, so it'll all kind of be tied in.
That's great.
Together.
So are you sticking with just the spirits, or are you going to get into some of the craft beer stuff?
I can't really comment on that. That's a above my pay grade type decision.
Point.
Yeah.
Right on.
But you know, there's always opportunities in other ways too, in collaborations and things like that.
Gotcha. Sure.
But which we have, you know, with our barrels, kind of a barrel trading is kind of a big thing right now.
Huh. So how open are you for tours? When does that happen?
Those happen pretty much every day we're open.
Okay.
I mean, on Saturdays, they're more frequent than, say, on a Wednesday.
All right.
But those all can be booked either, you know, through our website, ironfishdistillery.com, or we have a Groupon that goes as well, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you get a little deal there.
Cool.
Nice. Excellent.
That is wonderful. All right, so what else do we need to know about Ironfish?
So our name.
Yes.
Our name. So right along our distillery is the Betsy River.
Okay.
And Steelhead run the Betsy River.
Yeah.
So Steelhead Ironfish.
All right.
That makes sense.
And
I like that.
Yeah, so the whole theme of the name, Ironfish, is returning spirit to its origin, just
right.
Like the steelhead swim right up the Betsy River and return to their origin. So we're bringing back distilling to the farm, which is, if you look back in history, distilling started on farms.
On farms, right.
Yeah, there's a great photo in the distillery of a lot of the little stills that were confiscated in the county way back in the Prohibition era that was actually brought in by one of our first customers when we opened, brought in this photo of his grandfather, who was the sheriff, who took a photo in front of all of these
confiscated
stills
and
brought them back, and now that photo's hanging in our distillery.
That's phenomenal.
That's great.
Love that.
So we're hardcore Detroit people and hardcore Michigan people, and we like to see Michigan businesses succeed, and we really hope the best for you because it's good. This is good stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the maple. I'm in on the maple.
A lot of people are.
You're just like Troy. You like the maple.
We're in on it.
So, yeah, if you're ever up in Thompsonville, Michigan, and you said about a mile away from Crystal Mountain,
that's right?
That's right,
yep.
So if you're doing some skiing out that way in the wintertime, or if you're up there in the summertime just doing the touristy things, stop in, do a tour, have some of their wonderful, wonderful Ironfish whiskey, and make it a night.
All right,
guys, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah,
really appreciate you.
Yeah,
cheers. Thanks for sitting down. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it.
All right. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Accident.
What?
I didn't say anything.
What? I said it.
What?
All right, Man Cave Happy Hour. We are at Whiskey Business still, just enjoying the night, enjoying the whiskeys.
There's
like 2,000 people
there
here.
There are still thousands of people here.
Yes, drinking it up, enjoying themselves. And two of those people are Gino and Heather.
Hi, Gino. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie.
I'm sorry, ladies first. Hi, Heather. Hi, Gino.
Hey.
Hi, Matt.
Thanks for joining us here. So are you guys enjoying the night, enjoying some whiskeys?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm having such a great time, and we've gotten an opportunity to try some amazing stuff that we've never tried before.
So far, what has been your favorite that you have tried?
There are two.
Okay, there are two so far.
Johnny Walker Platinum.
We circled them.
Johnny Walker Platinum.
Which I've never had.
Go Platinum. Yeah.
It was only available during the VIP hour.
Okay.
And then...
So you've been here,
Johnny Walker
you've been here
people.
For a few hours.
6:30, buddy.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you've been here for a bit.
And then the Russell's...
The Russell's Single Barrel Rock.
So now the Russell's...
Okay.
The Russell's, that is the Wild Turkey. That is the upper echelon, like Johnny Russell or David Russell, I don't know, whatever his name is.
Jimmy Russell is the head
mixologist.
He's
there.
He's the master distiller.
That's the word.
We had the pleasure of meeting him and spending some time with both him and Mrs. Russell last year.
All right,
last year?
So we're going to educate you. Man Cave Happy Hour. Jamie and I are total novices.
We don't know shit.
Nothing about this crap.
We don't know shit.
We're here
like
to
drinking.
Learn. So you told us master.
When did you meet him?
Just last year, we were lucky enough to meet him.
Oh, fair play. Yeah, get right up on that microphone.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, do you want a little bourbon lesson?
Sure.
Background.
We did the bourbon.
We did the bourbon trail what, 3 years ago?
Oh, okay.
And it was totally on accident.
Okay.
And since then, we have... We've
okay.
become...
We were driving. We were driving. Dropped these, like, interesting rest stops. But all they had was bourbon. Just like, what the f*** is that?
Well, the original goal was to hike Red River Gorge.
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got injured.
But you went drinking instead. I love it.
I got hurt. And you can't... All there is to do in Red River Gorge is hike and kayak.
Did I see her shoes?
Did we see her
shoes? She had her shoes on the table. I saw her shoes.
Look at those shoes.
Those are great.
Those cool. Yes. Did you give those to her?
He picked them out.
He picked them out. You picked them out.
I pick out a lot of her clothes. She loves it.
You do a very nice job, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I also pick out all my clothes.
Yeah, my wife dresses me, so.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah, so we were hiking Red River Gorge, and I tripped and fell, and I hurt my hip. And we're like, we have a week and a half. What are we going to do?
What the hell are we going to do?
So neither of us were bourbon drinkers.
We could find?
Right.
To fill in the blank, Red River Gorge is in central to eastern Kentucky.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And so we didn't know, what are we going to do? And then she says, you know, we're only an hour and a half from bourbon country.
Hey.
And so
a smart lady
we thought it was about this big. And
it might be this big.
Right, but no, we didn't realize how expansive it was.
Oh, yeah.
There's and we knew nothing about bourbon. Absolutely nothing. But
when the trip started. But when it ended,
we were experts.
Hey,
I like to think that we're at this point, we're like connoisseurs.
Connoisseurs,
I think so. Yes. We've met many master distillers.
Okay.
We've had the pleasure of trying some really amazing stuff. When you make friends with the master distillers,
sure.
you get lucky enough to have them pull out some of their stuff that they don't normally offer to the public.
Oh,
so
nice.
We've been very blessed.
Yep.
Private tours.
Yep.
We learned all about bourbon.
Uh-huh.
In order to legally be bourbon,
yes.
it has to be produced in the United States.
Yes.
Not just Kentucky, but anywhere in the United States.
Including Alaska or Hawaii.
Yes. Oh, fair play.
Right. 51% corn.
All right.
Or more.
The others can be up. The other grains can be up for grabs.
Okay.
Huh. And that's the mash bill. And it varies per recipe and distiller. And then it has to be aged. At least 2 years.
2 years.
In a new American white oak barrel.
New, all right.
And it's charred. They can't be reused.
Right.
So the biggest importer of Kentucky bourbon barrels is actually Scotland. And most scotch is aged in used bourbon barrels.
Oh.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they were really saying Buffalo Trace, the guys we were just talking to at Tandu, they bring in a lot of Buffalo Trace barrels.
Yes.
To finish off it.
Yep.
So Russell's is here tonight, and I was like, "Oh, what is this? Tell me a little bit about it." And they said, "It's the Wild Turkey,
right.
but it's the master blender's blend."
So much whiskey here this evening.
Oh, there's over 100. Yeah.
The Eagle Rare Single Barrel.
Single Barrel
it's
Eagle
some
Rare.
Quality stuff.
Okay.
Okay. It's amazing.
I love Buffalo Trace.
Eagle Rare.
Buffalo Trace
as in the bird. Eagle.
Okay. Buffalo is part of the Buffalo Trace family.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It's like the step up, but I just love Buffalo Trace for whatever reason.
Huh.
It's a good basic that you know
yeah.
Buffalo Trace, Bullet's a great basic bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been really blessed to get to try some amazing stuff. The only two I wish were here, High West. I can't seem to find them.
I have not seen High West.
They were supposed to be number 4 on the list, but I really wanted to try Midwinter's Night Dram.
Oh.
Which we're in a bourbon club, and everybody raves about it.
That sounds very interesting.
So bourbon club. Tell me about bourbon club, because someone else was talking about bourbon club. Tell me about that.
Well, we have there's a Facebook group, and it's called the Bourbon Exchange.
Okay.
And basically, we find any bourbon connoisseurs place. You know, you take pictures, all the hard to find bottles, where you can get them, what they taste like, flavor profiles.
Okay.
Sometimes people who are just getting into different liquors, they get online and they say, "Hey, I'm just starting out. This is what I've liked. What else should I try?
Gotcha.
And they're trying to expand their horizons and stuff. So Gino's kind of a rye guy. He likes the high rye bourbons.
All right.
I prefer
Wild Turkey is a high rye bourbon.
Yeah. I like some of the weeded stuff.
Right.
So yeah, we I'm still trying to get some Pappy.
Yeah. So when you find yourself at an event like this and there's 100 things to taste,
mm-hmm.
how do you move from one to the other and still try to get the taste? And two,
Gino's got this question.
How do you pick what you're going to do?
Okay,
it's
so the
strategy.
first thing you do is there's VIP. If you do the VIP tour,
yeah.
you always start and you go through and get all the VIP taste first.
Okay.
Because they're going to be gone before general population comes in.
Okay. Sure.
Either they're going to run out or they're going to pull them because they're only for the VIPs.
Right. Okay.
And then, you know, for someone like us, we've drank a lot of bourbon.
Tonight.
We know what we like.
We have a pretty extensive collection.
I would imagine. Yep.
So we try different things. You know, we're like, ooh, let's try this. And, you know, we tried Lafraig 10-year. It was so smoky. I'm like, let's try it.
Yeah.
It was so smoky, I had to put water in it because it was too thin.
You put some drops of water in it.
Yeah.
You throw a little, just a couple
what they
of
call
drops.
A branch. Yes.
You just branch it out. Let the oils and you know the stuff just stuff in there. Let it branch out.
Jamie's losing
like stuff.
I'm like stuff.
Just the drops of water will actually open it up that much more, from my understanding. Okay. So
yeah.
Just learn.
So have you guys ever learned how to taste it?
How do you taste it? How are you supposed to taste it?
So there's a method to tasting.
Okay.
Especially
you guys are pros, man.
I wouldn't go that far, but like
kind of
I said,
sword. Kind of sword. Fans,
exactly.
Definitely fans. All right,
so
fans.
You get it, and you gotta smell it. You gotta get the nose.
We always get the smell. Yes.
Then the first sip is just to coat your palate.
Yes.
So you take one sip, and you make sure you get it all over your tongue.
Yes.
Right. And after
that
you
just
swallow
sounds
it,
that, yeah, that's what she said.
You want to breathe in, leave your mouth open.
Just get it all over your tongue.
I'm ignoring y'all.
That's what she said. She actually said
that. I'm trying to not be naughty. All
right.
You want to coat your tongue so you get the full flavor, and then you want to breathe in and aerate it.
Right.
So you get, you know, you get the aroma and you get the full range of the flavors.
You would do that with any alcohol, whether it's wine or beer or whatever it is. But
sure.
And then the second taste, you're going to taste it completely different when you taste it. You're going to take another sip. And then your third one, you add just a little branch. So like a cocktail straw with water.
Yeah.
You add just a little. And then swirl it around to get all those oils, just a few drops.
Just like that.
Yep.
And that'll open up the flavors even more. And it's amazing. And you'd be surprised how it can taste different three different times.
Wow. All right.
Same thing.
That works.
That is astounding.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So welcome to Whiskey Business 2018.
This is so exciting.
There are still a lot of people.
All right. Yeah.
And
I know.
Yep. It's such a pleasure to talk to the both of you.
And you as well.
Yeah.
Pro tip. Always buy your VIP ticket.
There you go.
And then make your rounds, and every place has their VIP offerings.
Right.
So get those first.
Gotcha.
All right.
And then mark what you've had before so you can skip those and get the ones you've never tried.
Yeah,
perfect.
And the other good tip, which people don't really seem to understand, is they always have these beautiful displays, right? And when you see these displays, usually by the end of the night, they're ready to tear them down. So you ask that if you find something you like,
sure.
Like we have a beautiful bar at home, and we've got all this great memorabilia from places we love.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
So you ask, you're like, hey, I love that. Can I have it?
And they'll give it to you, and there you are.
They give you their signs.
That's it.
And they give you their bar mats. They give you all these wonderful things.
You know, we've got stuff from Bullet. We've got stuff from Buffalo Trace. We have stuff from craft distillers like Barrel House, which is an amazing, if you ever get a chance
to
Lexington.
Okay. Right.
It's on the craft tour. It's called Barrel House. It's right outside downtown Lexington.
Okay.
It's amazing. The owner's name is Chad. He's awesome.
Excellent.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, Gino, Heather, thanks so much for hanging
Jamie
out here
Matt,
with us at Whiskey Business.
Gino.
Thanks for
cheers.
Chatting
cheers.
With us. Cheers. I'm glad we could,
cheers.
You know,
don't
give you a little.
Hanging. Cheers.
You want to finish this up?
That's what she said. Oh, you're wrapped around. All right, thanks, Gary.
You're good, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave it unplugged, yeah.
Thank you. That's what she said. This is all staying
hi,
in.
Hi, catchphrase.
This is all. This
hashtag
is all
catchphrase.
Staying in. All staying in, man. It is so, the Man Cave happy hour. The lights are on. All the vendors are packing up and going home, and we're still finishing up our whiskeys.
Yes, we are.
Oh, mercy sakes.
So, good. Jamie, did you have a good time this evening?
I had a good time at the Whiskey Business, for
did,
sure.
Did you was, learn something this evening?
Barrels.
Barrels was a
roll,
huge piece.
Roll out the barrels. We're going to have a barrel good time. Roll out the barrel. I thought I heard that someplace before. So, yes, well, it was all about the barrels tonight.
It really was. So, yeah, brand new
yes.
oak barrels.
Yes.
And they have to be U.S. made.
Yes, and charred.
And charred, yes. Yeah. Well, the charring happens once the whiskey's inside it, right?
No. They burn them. Yeah, they burn them.
See, I just learned something new again. So
this
entire evening has been nothing but a education.
Yep. And there's different ways of burning it, too, and I guess we could do that on another
we
episode
could.
Of the Man Cave Happy Hour.
And there's still a few folks here that we wanted to talk to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we didn't get to
Colin. We had like
Colin
two, three people lined up. There was like the Hellboy stuff, which is kind of like a fireball, which is like a Michigan-based one.
We had Detroit Respect here. Colin, actually a good friend of mine. I feel terrible, so I might over go say hi.
We threatened him two or three times we're going to come talk to him. His tent is still up. We might catch him.
We might catch him, yeah. So,
But
you know what? Thanks for joining us on this podcast, you know? It's Man Cave Happy Hour is all about the education.
That is it.
So, and drinking?
It takes a different form here and there now and again.
It does. You know, sometimes it's a cigar and a cocktail. Sometimes it's just a cocktail.
Sometimes it's a show. Sometimes it's two boys hiding in a corner with mics in their hands.
And sometimes it's just two guys drinking a lot of whiskey.
All right, Man Cave Happy Hour is Twitter and the website, and you can find us on Facebook.
And if I could,
mancavehappyhour.com.
Just a great bunch of people here this evening. But Whiskey Business 2018 was just an amazing event. 2,000 people, sold out event. People are still packing up. People are still hanging out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they are. Really, there's still like some giant Jenga going on.
There really is. Yeah. But we have to go.
We're going
to
go.
We're going to go now.
We got to pack it in. That's what she said.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great night. Man Cave Happy Hour.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend. Thank you.